Hey guys, it's Chelsea here at the EJ. Thanks for tuning in. Today's episode is actually a podcast that Dr. Jason was featured on called the Franchise Bible Coach Radio Podcast with Rick and Rob. So really great interview they did. Just wanted to share it here on our feed as well so that you all can hear it. This podcast features a no-nonsense franchise industry best practice and strategies that franchisers and franchise owners can implement to improve their profitability and operational efficiencies. Sorry, I can't talk. It's Friday. Woo! So, anyways, enjoy this podcast, and we'll be back with another episode of our normal EJ coming soon.
Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Denver, Colorado, it's time for Franchise Bible Coach Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Franchise Bible Coach Radio podcast with Rick and Rob. I'm Rick Grossman, your co-host today, and I'll introduce my co-host, Rob Ganley, here in just a second. But folks, just a reminder that we are coming to the tail end of our Fight for Your Franchise Challenge. And that is still going. And if you're just learning about that now, there's still time. So you can sign up for the Fight for Your Franchise Challenge. It's a free initiative. Just our way of giving back to the industry that we love. So if you're a franchisor or a franchise owner, or even a vendor supplier in the franchise space, or you're thinking about being in the franchise space, this is a great time for you to get some free coaching and access to some wonderful gold nuggets of wisdom from franchisors and franchise owners that we've interviewed for our podcast, and just a great resource. So go to franchisebiblecoach.com and click on Join the Fight, and you can sign up. You'll get an email every Monday that will be a breakdown of the resources. And again, there's no strings attached. You can join anytime. So tell your friends. And folks, we will continue also after our big celebration on the 4th of July, which is coming up here pretty soon. We'll continue on. Franchise Bible Coach will always be there for you, teaching you the Franchise Bible strategies and best practices to help you with your business. So we'll be ongoing there. So no worries. But today we have a very special guest, Dr. Jason Helfrich from 100% Chiropractic. And he's going to be telling us about their awesome franchise model and also sharing some gold nuggets of wisdom with us about how they've been fighting their good fight to get through this time. So with no further ado, I'm going to introduce Rob Ganley, my co-host, and we're going to get right into it with Dr. Helfrich. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Rick. And before we jump in, which is what you're all anxious and eager to hear, I just want to real quick thank our sponsors, SEO Samba. SEO Samba is the founder of the Franchise Marketing Operating System, which was built from the ground up for franchisors and franchisees alike. And you can learn more about that platform at SEOSamba.com. So with that being behind us, Dr. Jason, welcome to the show. And thanks for being on here with us today. So as we get started, the first question we like to ask is how did you get to where you are? How did you find the brand and find yourself where you are today?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity and super grateful to be on and share our story a bit. So thank you for that. My wife and I have started 100% Chiropractic, and we opened our first location in 2004. I guess even taking it back prior to that, our previous experience was as restaurateurs. And very young, we were able to hustle our way to opening our own restaurant, and which was our dream early on. And I think we learned so much through being in the restaurant industry. I'm a big fan that everyone should have to do some time in that industry because it teaches you so much from employee relations to marketing to multitasking and everything. So, but we have one of those aha moments where we said, you know what, we don't want to do this our whole life. We were you know, working at midnight on New Year's Eve, and all of our friends are there having a blast. And, you know, there's a lot of good things about it, but we said, we don't want to do this forever. We want to move on to something with a little more purpose, we felt, and something that allows us to live the life that we want to. So we decided to jump into chiropractic school, which is another 5 years. We had to pack up the young family that we had and move out. And then, you know, went through and just fell in love with the philosophy and the delivery of what chiropractic represents. When we first opened our place, which was 2004, franchising wasn't even really on the radar. We had thought maybe a couple locations, if things go well, and let's just see how it is. But I think we were way ahead of everybody else in the business mindset of how to run these practices, where a lot of people that graduate with a doctorate have a lot of knowledge and can take a lot of tests, don't know how to translate that into business success only. So we felt a way ahead of the game on that because of our previous experience. And, you know, we opened our first one and had some, you know, some challenges, but all in all, it was extremely successful. And we were living the dream life, and one led to two, and then that was four, and then six, and out of town, then out of state. And we eventually reached a period in 2015 where the attorney sat us down and said, you're basically a franchise right now. It's time to make that move because people are paying just to use your name, right, and your systems. And so so we made that transition, which, you know, has some challenges in and of itself. It's just a major document to create that's essentially the story of your business. And we've always been based on chiropractors coming in and us showing them how to be successful. Now we've since broadened out a bit, and we're taking non-chiropractors into our franchise and, you know, hiring the people and showing them how to run. The numbers are so fantastic that people are enjoying that as well. So, you know, it brings us today. Now we're based in San Diego, and we have all kinds of people, and the get-togethers are big, and the corporate team here is amazing. So it's just kind of evolved by success after success. And a real love and a passion for what we do. And, you know, Vanessa and I have since kind of broken off and what our individual expertise are. But, you know, I think that we've created a very, very special company in a niche that has a lot of room for growth. And so we're super excited and proud of where we are.
That's great. Yeah, that is neat. It's one of those franchise models where you're bringing business resources to people that are licensed and now people that are unlicensed, right? That are becoming right. Owners of these locations. So you're just bringing resources and marketing and all of the different elements that a good business has then, right?
Yeah. And I think it's one of the biggest weaknesses, chiropractic, but I would say business in general, is the owner tries to spin so many plates that they end up just doing everything at either a mediocre level or not at a level where they're going to exceed the expectations of their customer or client or patient in our case. And so I think when you kind of realize you are an expert at A, B, and C, but boy, if someone could come in and really show you how to make A, B, and C profitable and above and beyond that, enjoyable, right? And having a life that you actually enjoy and not working 100-hour weeks and things, I think people start to realize, man, this is priceless what I'm able to do when I add my work ethic, my integrity, you know, my ability to be an entrepreneur, and I add it to these proven systems, then the sky's the limit. And we're seeing that on a regular basis.
Wonderful. So during the Fight for Your Franchise Challenge, as you know, what we're doing at this time is helping franchisors and franchise owners get through this time. We started a couple of months ago, back when this whole pandemic broke out. And we've had some really great stories of people that have really made it through this time not only surviving, but thriving. Mm-hmm. So when you look at what's happened to the business in the last couple of months and what you're thinking of in the future, how has this new normal affected your business, and how has the COVID-19 pandemic shaped your new normal and what you're doing currently and in the future?
Yeah, no, it's the million-dollar question. I think that, I mean, even the term new normal varies so much from industry to industry, and really even with our own industry, state to state. I mean, there's different things. So, you know, we found that some of our locations, we were essential providers in everywhere in the country except for Kentucky and Colorado. In Kentucky and Colorado, we actually had to close some franchises down short-term for 4 to 5 weeks while it was essentially illegal to practice. you know, and everyone since opened back up and back on track to where they were. But so there's different challenges. So I think the first thing, I guess, as a business person, I would say you have to define what your new normal is. You know, if you're in grocery and liquor, then you were setting records and you like the new normal. If you were in bars and nightclubs, it's something like, holy cow, how are we going to survive? And so it's a very strange time in the world of business where some are thriving and others can't even, you know, get to the starting line to even have a chance to fight. So I think, you know, we define our new normal. I think then we start to, you dial in what you can do. Chiropractic is obviously a one-on-one, hands-on approach. You know, there were some telemedicine calls and stuff, if you will. We do very well with supplements. And so that also carried some people through. But all in all, our bread and butter is actually seeing a patient coming in, adjusting that patient. And so we were limited to what we can do without actually seeing that patient. And so then I think you start to look for a silver lining. You try to do what you can, be as efficient as you can, but you start to say, then what can we do with this time? And, you know, we started to dial in everything from remodels and different things that you can do while you're closed down that maybe you didn't have time to do before. That's a benefit. And the other is, what opportunities are we being given here? And so, you know, one thing that we talked a lot about with our franchisees is there's a couple good things that are going to come from what's going on. One is, the talent level that's on the market right now is going to be like nothing you've seen in the last 10 to 15 mm-hmm. years. And that is, there's going to be amazing doctors, amazing front desk staff, amazing massage therapists, amazing associate doctors that no longer have a place to go to work. They were shut down because they couldn't stay open or because the person that employs them wasn't able to continue to do so. So, you know, we're a big believer in you hire talent and you build around that talent. And, you know, that was one of the major things we saw. So, you know, we're signing 10 to 15 docs a week at this point of people coming in with various different experiences from, I just want to go somewhere that I feel more comfortable, or I don't want to own my place anymore. I'd rather work for somebody. Everyone has a unique story. That was one thing we found that was super beneficial for what we were doing. You know, I think that there's also the ability, people make major life changes when they go through stuff like this. So take the doctorate out of it. There's people that were middle level management or even upper level or maybe military, all kinds of stuff that said, you know what, I want something completely different. I didn't know this could happen. Someone could rock my world overnight with something like this coming. I want to be more in control of what I'm doing. And so we've had so many great conversations with so many successful people that did very well in their profession, but say, you know what, now we just want something that we can control. We know we're going to have a place to run and operate, and we're ready for that challenge. And so knowing that those people are out there and looking for a place to hang their hat, we started to have the conversations and market to those people. And it's proven to be a very, very successful opinion because these people are coming in and signing up and helping our company grow. And at the same time, we're helping these people achieve their financial dream and build their dream businesses that they always talked about. So,
well, that's wonderful. Rob and I have talked to countless franchisors and franchise owners in the last few months, and everybody's anticipating a boom after this settles down. And we're already starting to see that where franchisors are reporting record numbers of inquiries and signing people up. So I think that we're going to see an entrepreneurial boom after this. Is that kind of what you're predicting as well?
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, there's a lot of money there. I think we saw that with the unemployment numbers just last week. I mean, it's shocking mm-hmm. people, but there's money there. People just need the ability to open their doors.
Right.
And there's some coaching of people, and you know, we have people that are so scared to leave their house all the way to people that don't buy anything that's going on. And so you kind of have to tailor your delivery method to either who you're going to go after or something in between to try to make everybody happy. But yeah, I think that the desire is there, the need is there, and most importantly, the resources financially are there for a lot of people to move forward.
Yeah,
very true.
We, it's, you certainly would never want to use this event as a way to say, I told you so, but it's a great way to show why being in business for yourself, but not by yourself, by having a franchise network and a franchise brand behind you, how powerful that can be.
Yeah.
In these kinds of times where you don't have a track record, but you do have a network of really smart people that are all doing the same stuff.
Right.
And that are like-minded. So with that being said, I know for a lot of CEOs and founders, they, you know, before the pandemic, it was a certain way of communicating with franchisees, supporting them, getting them the results they were looking for. what have you seen or done differently now that this has happened to communicate with the network to either just exchange ideas or support them through this? What are some of the ways you were doing that?
Well, we're a very tight-knit group anyway, even before any of this happened. So, I mean, we get together every Tuesday as a company for 2-3 hours and all train together. We get together quarterly with all of the owners and share a weekend together of goal setting and accountability for numbers and team building. And so we were a very tight group of people to begin with. Then I think our job as a franchisor became individualizing the people, because like I said, Colorado's going through a completely different challenge. I can't open my doors. What do I do? To maybe say Nashville, who's like, hey, you know what? We're down 10% and that's a little bit of a bummer. Well, those are different coaching styles to get people through that process a little bit. So, you know, I think we had to analyze where everyone is at and make sure we were up to date on where people were, what they were going through. And then I think some of the common stuff was, you know, some of the bare minimum stuff was, you know, how do you get your PPP? How do you get going on your EIDL? What are some of the things we're going to do? What are you allowed to do when you open? You know, who has to wear a mask and stand where and who can come in your door? And so there's so many things legality wise. People were just scared, and you didn't want your franchisees to be frozen in fear to not even open. So you work them through and say, okay, here's what we can do. So let's dominate that. You know, we can sell supplements. You can see 2 people an hour. Like let's do that very, very well. At the same time, you're coaching other people through that maybe took barely a hit on this. And we had some offices that never took a hit on this. So, you know, you're also working with them, continuing to set records and grow and do the things they want to do. But I think, you know, once you support them, then you train a little bit and you make sure that everyone's trained up, staff and doctors alike, of what this is going to look like. I think also just to be there and say, hey, this is okay. Like no one knows what's going on. We've never been through something like this. But what we do know is we have been through crazy times before and things are going to get better. And those that are going to exceed expectations and excel when times get better are the ones that aren't right now just in a state of panic. They're hustling. They're going to work. They're preparing. They're doing everything they possibly can. Because like I said, while I would never make this is a good thing, I like to find the silver lining. Another silver lining is a lot of places close their doors. There's a lot of clients that are out there ready to come in to your door, and they're going to pick someone new in a couple months. There's a lot of patients out there that need a new chiropractor. There's a lot of people that need to be exposed to natural health, prevention, as opposed to just being reactive to things. They're looking for ways now because they question some of these things they see. And so we're training on how to best connect with patients, educate patients, inspire patients during this time. So while we're doing that, and we'll talk a little bit about social media here in a second, because that's going to tie into my nugget here. But I think that it's very important that people use this time appropriately to be ready to just launch out of it. And then you execute. You know, you've planned, you've prepared, you've analyzed legality, and you've gotten your loans and everything you need to do. And then you just begin to execute the plan that you've laid it out and just watch it play out. I still see people in our industry, especially, that are just panicked. Just they're waiting for someone to save them. And unfortunately, I don't think that's coming. You know, so they have to do it themselves, figure out a way. I think COVID for everybody, different levels, was like that, you know, the old cliche in entrepreneurism. It's not how many times you get knocked down, how many times you get back up. It was the ultimate knockdown, right? I mean, it was the right hook that no one saw coming and just dropped everybody. Hey, you can't even open legally. No one even thought that was something that could ever come out, you know, slow business, bad weather. We've dealt with it all, but never illegal to go to work, right? And so I think how people respond to that, how people got up from that, is really dictating who's going to just excel in the years ahead. And we're starting to see that because, like you said, other franchises, us certainly, we're starting to see record numbers come across the board. And I think that the hard work we did for what was a really brief period, eight weeks or so of craziness, is starting to pay off for us.
I love hearing that. it's inspiring to me and Rick because we love the franchise industry. And you know, we get guys like you on the show, and I don't think I leave an interview without some inspiration. You know what I mean? It's most everybody is driving forward and trying to keep the momentum going, right? Knowing that there will be a rebound, or believing that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, and I love your attitude of coaching, Jason, because a lot of franchisors, will set up and train and, but leave the franchise owners to kind of figure things out and call when they need help. Right. Mm-hmm. So with your attitude of coaching and getting kind of a unique focus for each franchise owner in their own place, in their own location, their own state, is really refreshing to hear, because it's really, in a lot of cases, what helps those business operators get through times like this. So,
well, I think the more that you build, I mean, one great question I love is when people say, well, who can I call? Who do you want people to reach out to? And I can firmly say in our company, reach out to every single person we have. Like, I don't have one person I don't want you calling. I'm happy and proud of what every single person will say. Now, everyone's dealt through challenges and issues, but everyone has also had help with that. And so I'm confident that every single person you call up randomly is going to say the same thing I'm saying. And that comes from really, you know, diving in and giving these people what they need. And the other part of that is, you know, we lift people up, but our franchisees do too. The franchisees that are setting records, that are doing way better things than I did when I opened my doors. And I take pride in that and how dialed in the systems are getting, how fast some of the growth is. They also want to help those other people. So it becomes this real teamwork mentality. And it's just such a, you know, things are contagious. Negativity is certainly contagious. Yeah. Positivity is contagious. And we have this culture of coaching, caring, but also some competitiveness. You want to, you know, you want to be the best, but at the same time, you want everyone to do well. And so we also lean pretty heavy on our franchisees to help us help other people through this. And that's also proven to be a very good strategy.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And speaking, kind of dovetailing into the next question, then, when you think about your franchise owners out there, you know, boots on the ground in those markets across the country, dealing with different, you know, different waves of this thing, do you have any real world customer stories or franchise owner stories that really stick out in your mind as kind of going above and beyond the call of duty?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, a couple different ways here. The main thing, what we do is change lives through helping people health-wise, right? That's what the whole purpose of it. Now, we talk numbers and different things like that, which are byproduct of really helping patients. And so we know we help enough patients, then people are going to be more successful than they can ever dream of. And so, you know, we do quite a bit social media-wise and quite a bit with the results. So there's a lot of testimonials. People are calling the corporate office all the time to just brag on their doc. And here's what this person did for me. And he did this and she did this. And so to us, that's the ultimate payback. It's just like how incredible all these systems are translating to lives being inspired and changed, like you say, on the ground. On the business side of stuff, I mean, yes, all the time. We see young docs that come to us and say, we opened our own place out of school. We're broke as a joke right now. We're going to have to close our doors. You know, we're good people. And you interview them and you talk to them, and they're ready just to launch. And they're philosophically congruent with what we believe. And they're incredible adjusters in chiropractic. And they have that work ethic. They're not looking for reasons things happen to them. They just couldn't, they didn't know enough. They didn't even know what they didn't know when they opened. And watching these people then that literally 3-4 months ago were going broke, open up a location, 100% location, and just thrive with only adding, the only difference is same doctor doing the same profession, but add in the support and the systems and the leadership that we have, and you start to see them just set records and build their own life. So, you know, we always say building your practice, designing your life. And when we're doing that, I love to watch these people just open up and their confidence comes, and they start to then be so thankful and full of gratitude, they help others do the same thing. So, you know, we have a company full of those stories, and we're so proud of what those guys have been able to accomplish. But it all really comes down to that patient getting those ultimate results. And, you know, we spend a great deal of time with our systems empowering our patients to really take hold of their health. And that means a lot of different things to a lot of people. We want to achieve what their goal is. And so we sit down with them for a little longer than most would maybe anticipate up front to really lay out, here's where you are, here's where we're going to go, here's the role we're going to play in that process. And, you know, doctor means teacher. And so we coach them through that and really help them to achieve their goals. But yeah, both patient and entrepreneurs, franchisees, we see amazing success stories, and we're so damn proud of all of them. I just I could talk all day about those.
Well, that's exciting. You've made a lot of progress since 2015 is when you started franchising.
Correct. Yep. Yep.
And you're already close to 40 open locations and a lot in the pipeline from what you said, right?
Yeah, we should be at 50 here in the next 6 months, and then we'd like to get to 50 plus a year after that. We're set and ready to go.
Congratulations. That's a great start.
It is a great profession to be in. I can't think of a better way. I mean, when people are dealing with those types of problems, they, you know, it means a lot to have a chiropractor to go to help, and you build a very big rapport. I know I have with those types of folks. I mean, my best friend is in the industry, so he helped my son, myself, my entire family. So you're right. There's no shortage of appreciation when you can change someone's life, right?
Yes,
making them feel better. So as we wrap up the show here, Jason, this is a hard question because of everything we just talked about. Is there a final tip and again, thinking of the audience of not just colleagues, maybe other CEOs, but also running franchisees running businesses, maybe some independents that are running businesses today and are really stuck. Is there anything you could share with them to maybe a tip or any kind of golden nugget that would help maybe them move forward here?
Yeah, I got two things. The one will be brief, then I'll dive into something I think applies to everybody. But I think one thing we've learned in every profession, as we watch people shut down, others not shut down. And we always are asking the question, why is this person allowed to work and this one's not? Mm-hmm. And in our heart of hearts, we know they're very similar. I have good friends in the hair industry. They just had such a raw deal. People in the nail industry right now are the last people. They still can't open in California, but people can go to bars and different things like that. Yeah. I think that we've learned you need representation to represent your field. Like the people that you elect matter. The people that go to battle for you matter. Mm-hmm. And you've got to get representation out there that's going to help you to open your doors when times like this come, and to also legislate and lobby for you. I think we've learned that's important. On the business side for us, I think one lesson we learned that I think we're pretty darn good at is COVID taught us never more important to be able to communicate with both your potential clients and your existing clients. Because if all of a sudden your doors are closed Monday, you need to be telling those people, one, hey, we're going to welcome you back in no time. Two, we're also going to welcome new people back in no time. And you had to have those channels in place to have that communication. So I think if you're still in an archaic communication level, that is telephone and essentially even just email at this point, then you're losing a lot of different people. So much of our communication is through social media. We have thousands and thousands and thousands that were watching our videos, motivational, inspirational, updates on when we can get back open, what we're doing, what is open, when we are, what the protocol is. So people were feeling more comfortable before they even walked in, and they knew. They weren't like, is my chiropractor going to open back up? They knew, yes, here's the day. Here's what they're doing. I can do drive-by to get my supplements right now if I need to. Like, they're here for us to support that. New patients, we also have moved pretty much only to new patients via social media. And we're driving between 50 to 150 new patients a month per location, just from our social media communication with potential clients coming in. We are experts at what to do once they come in. And so we team with the right people to help us get those people that are looking for a chiropractor, that are interested in what we have to offer. We know that once we get them in our door, we will absolutely exceed every expectation they have on going to a chiropractor, and we're excited about that. So I think dialing in your communication with your clients is something if you can't do, and right now you couldn't reach out and reach 75% of your clients by doing a post or a video message or something, then you need to start taking a close look at what you can do. People are texting appointments now, they don't want a phone call. People are wanting to change their own schedule remotely, they don't want to call and do it. And I'm guilty of the same thing. I haven't called to set up a haircut in years. And if I had to, I probably wouldn't do it. But if I can just push a button on my phone and then pick the time I want and then get confirmation, and then not only that, a reminder, that's where people are going. That's just the society we live in, good or bad. That's just the society we live in. So I think that we've learned quite a bit. How do we best communicate with our current clients and potential clients? And let's get better and better at that through our ability to do videos and communication. So that would be my one golden nugget.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. That's I'm a technologist. I'm by trade a digital marketer, and you know, everything you just said makes complete sense. I mean, the younger generations are coming up, and their ways of doing things is completely different, right?
Yep.
And but then during this time, man, you needed those platforms, right? Like social media. What a godsend Facebook would be in a lockdown scenario, right?
Yep.
So that's great that you guys were on top of that, and you just jumped right in and leveraged it. So that's tremendous to hear. Great, great feedback. What are your thoughts, Rick?
Yes, wonderful. Very, very good information there. And Jason, you're on the right track, and you're building a great brand and enabling people to start their own businesses and stand on their own two feet and thrive. And that's really the entrepreneurial spirit. And it's really what's getting things pushing forward and getting our economy going, and not only locally, but around the world. So that entrepreneurial spirit is really something impressive that always never ceases to amaze me. So
amen to that. I think that we're seeing that entrepreneur spirit all over the place. Like you said, I think it's going to bring everything back to where it was. And it's, you know, it's a unique kind of person anyway, that accepts those challenges against all odds to open their own place. Certainly being a franchise limits a lot of those risks, but at a certain level, they're still there as well. And so I think that it's amazing what we can do if left, unchained on our businesses and being able to open and just see clients and let the entrepreneur take care of business. It's amazing to watch what's going to happen. So I'm excited to watch it. I know I see it in our company, and I know I see some other great companies out there just doing incredible things that inspire us daily.
Exactly.
Yes, that's great. And Jason, that again segues perfectly into kind of the end of the show here, but that's why we started the Fight for Your Franchise Challenge, because we know that the entrepreneurial spirit is what drives business, and which drives opportunity and jobs and job creation and the economy. And like I said, not only domestically here in the U.S., but around the world. And it's really been fun to watch people just do amazing things on all levels. So we're going to keep that momentum going. The Fight for Your Franchise Challenge, even though we're celebrating on the 4th of July, folks, that we've kind of gotten through that 3-month period that we initially set out to get through. We're going to look back and celebrate some of those successes, but we're going to keep the momentum going. And the Franchise Bible Coach platform and the Fight for Your Franchise Challenge is a great place for you to find a home as a franchisor, franchise owner, or even somebody that's associated with the franchise business, so that we can keep communicating and keep information coming your way. So you can go to the franchisebiblecoach.com and sign up. It's free and no strings attached. And also keep in mind that the Facebook group will continue on as well. And you can ask questions, you can share your ideas and successes. And even though you're part of a franchise system, it's a great place to kind of get a different perspective and share ideas from people that are in the franchise industry, but maybe not in the direct industry you're in. So wonderful resources there. So we're going to wind up the show, folks, and we appreciate your time, Dr. Helfrich, and we look forward to watching your brand grow, and we'll have you back on the show to check in with you in the future. Rob, is there anything else you want to mention or thank our sponsors before we wind up?
Yeah, well, I also wanted to ask Dr. Jason if he could share a website where folks can learn a little bit more, not only about getting a service in their local area, but also the opportunity potentially to join their franchise.
Absolutely. 100% franchise is a great place to start. 100%franchise.com spelled out. And that'll give you all the information, or at least the resources to check in. And then I also do a business podcast, Entrepreneurial Juggernaut, that people are welcome to listen to. And we talk about all businesses, a lot of the same stuff. And you know, before I part off here, I'd love to, you know, thank you guys as well. I think that you guys play such a pivotal role. And I think people feeling on an island and scared is one of the bigger issues and challenges business owners face. And for you guys to provide a platform where people can learn from who's doing things and help each other out makes a bigger impact than maybe you guys even realize sometimes. So we all appreciate you in this franchise and business world for what you provide as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I knew you were a natural. You have your own podcast, so you're very comfortable today, more than usual. Well, thank you, Dr. Helfrich. We appreciate that. And Jason, we want to just thank your franchise owners as well for all the hard work they do. They're the ones out there on the ground level doing the work every day. So, and they can certainly participate in the franchise challenge as well. So we're going to wrap it up, folks. We thank you for being a part of the Franchise Bible Coach Radio podcast with Rick and Rob. And get your friends and colleagues to join and get involved, because the stronger we get together, the more voice we have and the more we can share ideas to keep not only businesses moving forward and surviving this, but thriving. There's a lot of exciting things coming up in the future. And we certainly want to make sure you're a part of that. So we look forward to that, and sign up and you'll get your weekly emails, and we'll keep you posted on all the good things that are happening. So Rob, thank you. And Dr. Helfrich, thank you. And by the way, you can go to franchisebiblecoach.com and click on the Fight for Your Franchise Challenge page. And the 100% chiropractic logo is there now. And you can click on that. That'll also take you to their website. So go ahead and check them out. They sound like an exciting brand for everybody involved. So that's going to do it for us, folks. So I'm Rick Grossman signing off. Goodbye now.